Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, you're not ready. We've got Hora and Tamara Thomas on.
Oi, how are you?
That is my target audience.
Yes, and lads.
Got my drag queens in today.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
And I'm a bit pissed off because I went to the dentist this morning. She rubbed all my makeup off my face and you've turned up looking like this.
In Vaseline and just a wispy baby.
Just a little tinted.
Just a light lash.
Nothing too much to see over here, my angel.
Right. Tell me all. You know each other 10 years.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Well,
where do we start?
I mean, I was dating her best mate.
Brilliant.
That's how we first knew each other.
But we knew each other off Instagram way before, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then I was with this guy for ages. I mean, right. They kind of just gelled.
So me and ex-boyfriend, yeah. Well, ex-ex-ex-boyfriend, yeah. We went to the same.
Been through the ringer, yeah, darling.
Yeah. Been through the ringer, this one, bitch.
I've been around the block a few times.
Zero freedom, honey.
Yeah, so we went to the same college, like musical theatre college.
Of course, so
that's
love
how,
that.
Yeah, that's how me and Ethan met. And then that's how I met you. Didn't I, my gorgeous,
yes,
gorgeous
girl? And then, but I think like I broke up with him and she needed a job. Somewhere, so I got a job working with me and Kurt Geiger on Top Shop.
Oh,
on
Top Shop?
So like humble the begins.
Can you remember that? There was like Top Man on the Top.
You remember the one on Oxford Street that like, was like five stories?
Fuck off.
Yeah, girl.
Too many steps.
It's now
an
IKEA bag. Have you seen it?
Oh, no. Do you know what? I don't venture out the house.
What was the shit? The DJ on a Friday and Saturday?
Yeah. Honestly, Party Central.
DJ?
Full on
Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
Wait.
Like next week, you get
everyone like on it in Top
Shop.
Literally,
like, me and we used to get showered after twerking on the shop floor.
Do you know what? I would have come just for that though.
Well, it was exactly. Everything. We used to see Kendall and Kylie Jenner all the time.
All the time, babe. We saw them
twice.
Oh, we saw him twice. Did you speak to him when you met him?
Oh, God, no. Oh.
I actually ran upstairs. Little iPad turned and I was busy. And there was basically was security wrapped around them all.
No
and
way.
Like, with my little iPad, like.
You used to love
it. Sat night.
And then she went and worked on cruise ships for a bit.
God.
And then when she come back, she went, what you been doing? And I was like, well, I just filmed Drag Race. And she went, what? And then she's...
You didn't tell anyone?
No, because you can't.
You're not allowed.
Yeah, because I told her privately. And then she started doing drag. And then that brought us even closer together then.
And you've just done Drag Race as well.
So it's just announced.
Just
announced.
Season
5, baby, tune in.
I've got a question. And I need you to answer this truthfully.
Go.
Is RuPaul nice or not?
He's everything.
Yeah. I mean, he has favourites, as everyone does.
Right, okay.
You know? And also, like, I think, everyone's got a different experience, but like, end of the day, you're not going to be kicking with your boss. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And I think people expect Ru to be like, you know, like asking you personal questions off camera and hanging out with you and having dinner. It's like, no.
God forbid.
It's like very much like you're on set. It's his job.
And then he's
do you know what
set.
I mean?
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong, like the interaction you have with him literally is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. Like he does invest his time into like Ru. What Ru in drag is different to Ru out of drag.
Right, okay.
So when he was in drag, bitch, I could look at him.
Yeah.
Intimidate.
Yeah. And gives you nothing. Don't even look at when they're talking to you.
It's too much for me.
It's goddess.
Yeah.
I don't deserve to look in that direction.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of and vibe. I'm just like, ooh, girl.
But it's,
oh, no, bitch, I did give him a little look. And
I
a little wink. Girl, you got it.
I give a little.
That's the reason.
Just a little licky.
Good time.
Yeah, but you know what? I would be too scared to do, you know, when you go down the runway.
Yeah.
And you're giving it all that.
Yeah.
Couldn't.
So babe, it's not even how you think. You do it twice. Once with a track, once in silence.
Bitch, dead silent.
Just your heels. Just your heels.
You hear your heels going click and you hear yourself going
No.
Yeah, it's that silent.
It's like the edits. You know, the RuPaul is
Yeah.
Like the birds and shit.
You're like, when all of it's like farting doing the, it's that. Yeah.
No, but like when you actually do it with the music, because the music's pumping.
It's country track.
And obviously you're in your, bitch, we're in our drags. We're feeling sick.
Is it going to be the same song that's played on the show? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Category is.
Category
is. Boom, 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 boom.
And bitch, you feel like you're Kim Othon or
and then you go for it. You find your
You allowed to drink though?
No, you have one cocktail.
I fucking wish. No. Speaking of drink, let's do a cheers.
Swim that.
Cheers, to me. to us being successful
to
women.
Girlies.
Big fat pussy. It's fat pussy. No, hold on.
Oh, it's large and in charge, mama.
Is that a good thing, having a fat purse?
I think so. More baggage in it.
Yeah.
Do we like want that?
I've got a puss in me trunk.
As long as it's designer baggage, it's fine.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my God, that's true.
Yeah.
Designer vagina.
Wow.
Any collabs? Sort me out. I'll
they
take
were
it.
Sponsored by designer vagina. If you want your pussy reconstructing,
let me know. So drama on the show. Did you have drama on the show?
Oh,
she was the drama.
Mother, I am the boom boom god.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
But that makes great telly.
But I went in there I knew I'd been doing drag for like 8 months when I got casted.
Right.
So I was like, I need to like not be undermined and prove that I deserve to be in like.
As you
like,
should.
People have been doing it for years there.
Since they were born.
It's like, how do you compare with that?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, just produce yourself, which mm-hmm. I did. And I thought, this way, not only will I be giving good TV no matter what.
Amen.
But also, that way, if anyone judges me, I'm doing it for TV. It's not
You're
me.
Doing it for
but
you.
It didn't work out as good as I thought because I did get the villain edit.
No, but I sometimes, like, look at Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
Christine.
Yeah.
Everyone hated her, but she's an icon.
Well, I did a show with Michelle and she went to Shane, oh my God, what's your name? I went, oh, horror, Shane. Oh, horror, baby. Shane, I love you. But your mom, this bitch called Christine, who I work with.
No.
Yeah, when I did the Celebrity Karaoke Club.
Fuck off.
Your mom, this bitch went, and I just can't enjoy looking at you.
You're joking.
Well,
she did not.
Next slander. How cheeky is that?
I just can't stand looking
at you. I just
can't look
at you.
I said, well, that's fine, baby. Sit the fuck down. But no, like, being Michelle Claus now, but like, it was just like, I was like, oh God, I'm giving Christine I've got a problem with that.
Wish I was giving her shit. She's everything.
Me too. I'm giving one of the little twins, Jason or something.
As well.
Yeah.
I'll give a little
Today's sponsor of the podcast is Shopify. Do you know what that means? That's the sound of something that I've been hearing a lot lately, and I love it. That is what I hear when I make another sale on Shopify. If you remember the sensational Saving Grace hoodies, that was all done by Shopify, the all-in-one commerce website where you can start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is the commerce platform that is revolutionizing millions of businesses. Whether you're selling fake tan, hair, beauty, whatever you want to sell on there, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. So it makes it all easy for you to do. Shopify has industry-leading tools to ignite your growth on the website. Also gives you complete control over your business so you don't have to learn any new tricks and tools. You can just get straight on with it. Thanks to 24/7 help and extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Shopify is great because no matter how big you want your business to get, Shopify will be there with you the whole way. It will be there to empower you with the confidence and control to take your business to the next level. Sign up using a £1 per month trial period going to shopify.co.uk/grace. So that is shopify.co.uk/grace, all in lowercase, to take your business to the next level. It's time to get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Thank you for sponsoring today's podcast. Did you have any drama on yours?
See, I'm not a drama person, me.
And I don't get those vibes from you.
Bitch, I'm a good time girl.
I get it from you, darling.
She's a bitch. No, but with me, I don't know. And I didn't want to go in the competition, like, playing any game. Or I was like, bitch, I'm just going to be me.
Yeah.
What you see is what
I'm
you
just
get.
Being me.
You're going to love it. Either you're going to hate it. But, mm-hmm. bitch, I'm going to love me. Can we get it?
Did anyone else have a lot of drama on the show?
I mean, bitch.
I mean, it's men in wigs, for God's
Listen.
Sake.
Listen.
I mean, it does come with the
it's
territory,
not honestly.
It?
Season five is such a good season. There's so much drama.
Love it.
There's so much love.
Ooh.
There's so much talent.
Some killer runways.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bitch, you just
Mama, you wait.
Oh! I'm going to be gripped. Gripped to the
it's
telly.
It's so weird even, like, speaking about it now, because obviously we filmed this back in January.
What? Yeah.
Babes, literally.
I'd have forgotten all of it. I was like, I think I made it through.
I literally have.
I don't know.
I literally have, so I need to watch it back to be like, oh, I was that bitch.
I did that
bitch. Oh, I was that bitch.
But do you ever get worried about how it's edited? Because sometimes they can edit funny.
It's like some things that I've seen in me, like, you'll say something in a context, like, they'll go to me, oh, just do an eye roll, or do, you know, say like, oh, just go, oh my God. Like, you know, like little ad libs.
Right.
And then someone will be like, oh yeah, my mum's just said it's me going, oh my God. I'm like, wait, I didn't say it for that. Do you know what I mean? Not to be so literal, but you get me? You're like, oh,
you passed
like,
away.
But the thing is, when people are like, oh, blame it on the edit, like, no, they don't tell you to say the things you say. Like, when you're
exactly.
Saying, when you're making opinions in your comments, that is you.
But the eye rolls.
They don't script it.
Yeah. So I think if you're yourself, Yeah. You, what you're scared about.
That's what I said to you. True. I was like, the girls who get to the end are always the girls who enjoyed it and was just themselves. Yeah. Who can see that straight through?
But we don't know. Yeah.
That's why I didn't get there.
What? Oh, and you don't know, is it true you don't know who the winner is until the winner?
The crown ball for two winners and then you don't
know. That might be three winners, that might be four winners, we don't know.
So you don't know who's won your season?
I don't
know. They chose the day before, which...
We found out was when it airs.
Yeah, so the room will decide the day before which episode's going to air, which ending.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Intense. Get the whole
thing. So like I saw Bimini win and Tess win as well as Lauren.
Sorry, so the reactions, you've got to be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Bitch, the acting skills went from 5,000 Griffin
Grammys. You're ready. I'll see you on EastEnders.
I don't want to send my to my mom.
She deserves it.
Then you go, right, next take. Okay, there you are.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. That is mental. Nah, fuck that.
But it's because in the past, like they used to only crown one and then people would leak it. And
of course.
And
it ruins
the show. Yeah. So it's kind of a gag.
Oh, do you have any regrets about your season?
I wish I had got the knowledge and like the experience and like the more like gay culture knowledge as well. Mm-hmm. What I have now than what I did. Yeah. I was 22 when I was on that show. I'm 26 now. Young. I'm 27. Yeah.
And we're at OAP.
I'm at OAP now. But it was like... Ours took like 2 years to film nearly. Well, like a year and a half.
Yeah, I'm complaining about the January. And like this bitch was...
Yeah, because we filmed the first episodes and COVID happens. So we stopped filming for 8 months and then went back. So I came back with like new lips, new face.
I was going to say, imagine, you'd have new skills. I'd be like, you want a ball gown next door and do that for you.
Your cast kind of did though, didn't
it? Yeah, so like one girl copied my outfit to come back.
Cheeky bitch.
Yeah.
So that's a violation.
It kind of made the show better.
Yeah,
like gave us more content and like everyone could go back and like learn the lip syncs and be better.
Do you know what though? I just want to say, I don't know how you guys sew shit.
Oh,
make your own outfits.
Well, I've got a degree in sewing.
Well, I mean, that does help.
Well, good for you, babe. Because, bitch, I can't sew fucking anything.
You can't,
babe.
You should see the video on my phone when we were getting her prepped to go. And I'm teaching her to sew and she's like this, Gwyn.
But how does that work out?
I don't know. I applaud any motherfucker.
Can you still do it well though? Yeah, come on.
Motherfuckers.
It's like riding a bike, you know, like once you've got the skill, you just don't lose.
Once you've got the knit in or whatever it is.
I couldn't knit.
I couldn't knit either.
Fuck that. I've got knits, don't knit.
Don't need both, darling. So how do you get on not being able to sew properly?
Well, look, you have to have creativity.
Or hot glue gun.
Or hot glue gun. If you can stick some motherfucking shit to your body and make that look good, then you
better work.
You better work. But not you have to.
Yeah.
But, like, that was the most... like scared competition. I was like shit myself for that competition. Before,
yeah.
Because I'm a dancer anyway, so I have that background, so I was confident.
Yeah, but
that.
Even if you get in like, you know, the bottom two, then you'd be fine anyway.
Exactly. So like going on the show, I was just like,
look. I can't dance for shit.
Neither can I.
So then I was like, fuck, if I'm in the bottom, it's over for me.
I think it's all about the face though sometimes.
But girl, it's about a stand.
You know, it's,
you can do a ballad and just.
Girl, if you can just stand and pull everyone's attention in that room and just go boom.
I'd have to get me pussy out.
Bitch, get your pussy out.
There's no attention anywhere else.
Exactly.
Just whip that plum to the side.
The lips tall.
Yeah. RuPaul passed out on the side. Did you see that episode of I think it was an American one and the drag queen passed out?
Australia recently.
It was Australia. Yeah.
I was like,
because it's nerve-wracking though. Like it's
I could fucking imagine.
You stand there, like you have to wait a few minutes before like they go right, like they play the track once and then they go, right, this time's for real. Now do it.
And then they're like,
that's what you're like.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Did Alan Carr do your...
Yeah. I love him. What a legend. Alan.
Long live that man.
What a legend.
Alan. See, that would be what I'd be most nervous for, is Alan.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
See, Alan's the most chilled one.
Yeah, but like, Graham's more nasty.
He's like, I was about to say nephew. He's like an icon.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
In front of you.
Yeah.
Babes, all of them.
That's bad.
Do you know what I mean? And the first time seeing them, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, you walk around.
You just got to play cool, bitch.
Yeah. What was your name again?
Yeah, like, imagine.
RuPaul?
RuPaul.
That? Yeah, yeah.
You just got to be like, they're like me, they're into me. And you just got to strut and think.
But it's like, Ru is like the elite of the elites. Like, no matter who else is on that panel, that's the one you're terrified of. Like,
oh,
she's seen it all. She's seen it for 15 years.
Oh, honestly.
But then you've got like, obviously then you'll have Graham, Michelle, or like Michelle. Alan. And then...
Michelle is the most sexiest.
Beautiful
woman. I can't believe it.
Like, better in person.
Really?
Oh, stunning.
Every single
doll.
Time I was like, you bitch.
An actual doll.
Everything immaculate.
Yeah.
Human. Because she looks amazing on telly, so if she's better in real life...
And
I
she does this thing,
her.
Like, you know, when you stood at the stage and they're giving you critiques, she'll look at you and she'll pull out a magnifying glass and she'll go like this and she's looking at you.
I don't think she did that with me. So she must have been really looking at your little sexy
She had to try and find the fault with me.
And it's hard, darling. It's hard. So you've done Drag Race, but you also live together.
Yeah.
How's that?
We actually was nervous, I think, but we've never argued once.
No. Stop.
No.
Really?
And I've lived like, well, I moved to London when I was 17.
We've lived with everyone.
Because I did think, because you can be quite...
Say it. You say it.
Roll the camera.
But do you know what I mean? Because at first I was thinking, oh God, this is either going to work or it's not. But remember when we went to Barcelona together
I did a wedding.
We had a camp all time. We had a real camp time. And I thought, do you know what? Because we can tell each other a piss off, fuck off, you do my head in. And it's very much, it's there, it's all laid out on the table.
It's got to be done.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? So I think that helps us.
We communicate. Communication is...
You're like an healthy couple.
We're like married.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Love that.
We're not.
Have you... Not yet. Have you guys had, like, what's your wildest memory together?
I mean, there's been many a dark time.
That we can say on the pod.
What would be our wildest memory together?
Probably the sauna in Barcelona. But I don't know how far we can go with that one.
What do you mean?
Then we went to the beach and saw...
We can bleep bits if you want to bleep
it. No, it's all right. So, with me working on obviously cruise ships, right?
Yeah.
We always used to like dock. Well, we used to dock in Barcelona for like 2 days. And look, we're horny people.
Girl needs to get it.
A girl needs to get. Listen, bitch. A girl needs to get what a girl needs to get.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We're young, we're free,
yeah.
We're hot bitches.
We're city girls,
right? We're in Barcelona. We're like, right, let's live it up. And bearing in mind, when you're on a cruise ship, you're on that ship you go to Miami for 2 months, you learn all the material, that song, the dances and all that jazz. Okay. Then you're on the ship for 7 months, traveling the world. But you're on the ship with the same people. And sometimes them people...
Ain't giving.
They ain't giving what they're meant to be giving.
Pulling that cock out.
Yeah.
It's time for the new.
It's time for the new. Right. So obviously we're in Barcelona, right? And obviously Barcelona is meant to be real good for the gays, but you guys love Barcelona. So then we're at this sauna and we're like, right, we're going to get it tonight. Bitch, we have it all the night. We're going to party. Then we're going to end up in the gay sauna. The first time I went, it was everything. I was like, because that was the first time I've ever been to a gay sauna.
Well, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like okay. You
go there and get a spa day and all, you can get a good dick in the ass.
Really?
Yeah, girl.
In the sauna?
Yeah.
Well, look, like, that.
It's like a swear. But it's a maze and it's like dead ends.
Yeah.
And the dead ends are like...
Dead.
They're the end. They end you.
They could end you. Well, bitch, they did that time we went. So anyway, I was really big enough because I had a really good experience the first time I went. So I was like, bitch, the boys are hot.
And I was like, okay.
And we had a good time. So we were there. I was
sold.
Yeah.
No?
I thought that. So we're there. Bitch, it was fucking dead. Wasn't it?
It was like it was like your granddad, your dead granddad. It was everyone. It was
all of the dads. Yeah.
And like the sprinkle of like, Okay,
he's all right.
And then you both
that one there who's got a limp is all right, you know.
Yeah, yeah, not great.
Yeah
but we'll do.
So I just saw this height.
Right.
I'm talking 6'5". I thought, oh, bitch. I thought, okay.
And I'm in the hot tub at this point.
Yeah, she's just sitting on the fucking
hot
on the bubble. So I thought, okay, it's kind of hot.
I've got the jet pump on my ass.
Anyway, I give him a little kiss.
A little bit.
That was that. The next day we went to the beach.
Yeah.
He's fucking 6'5". I'm sunbathing very violently hungover.
This shadow comes over us.
Oh, it's like, what's that? You know,
a white chick.
Yeah.
This fucking shadow come over me and I was like, ooh.
We went, can we help you?
I looked up and I
eclipse.
Went, fuck. I went, George, it's that lad from the fucking sauna.
And when I tell you, we're not going to go into details, but when I tell you, dog's dinner.
No, he wasn't that bad. Yeah, he wasn't that bad.
Cat's dinner.
I mean, I'll keep my mouth shut on this. Mm.
Well, honey, it was all right in the dark. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, always is.
So anyway, so I was thinking, oh, fuck, bitch, he wouldn't leave us the fuck alone.
We're going to go for a dip in the sea.
Can I come with you?
It's what he follows us.
We're going to get to drink.
Yeah.
Let me get you a... I'm thinking...
Oh, I've taken that, but...
We said, okay,
well, yeah, we took the drink. Let's be serious. We took the fucking drink. But then I'm thinking, how the fuck am I going to get rid of this man?
Yeah.
Leech. Like a leech. Did we get rid of him? We killed him.
You find it in the bottom of Barcelona.
Right, good night.
No, I think we just have to say, like...
I think we're all going to go, we're tired.
Yeah, it was one of them.
How do you get rid of men like that, though? The tired
well,
card.
My, oh. Like, the other week, wait till Grace.
No.
So I don't dabble on the old Grindr very much.
No, yeah.
But there was a night I was a bit drunk. I thought, hang on. It's been a long
downloading day. That shit.
I was like, these cobwebs are need dusting.
She needed a dust.
I said, yeah. In a few months, I says, let me treat myself.
Yeah.
You know, Greg's is closed. I can't get a steak, bitch. I'll bake my own steak. And I invited this guy over.
Okay.
Took a while to come. I thought, okay, whatever.
Bearing in mind, I walk up to the text message saying, do not leave your room.
Oh.
So instantly, bitch, I knew.
You knew straight away.
He turned up and I said, this ain't your picture.
No.
But he travelled like 2 hours.
Okay.
And I thought, I've got to at least give him a cup of tea or something. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Well, are you talking like he looked clapped in real life?
As in, bitch... It was like putting Michael Jackson next to Beyonce. Like,
fine.
There's no comparison.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not ooh, today.
We're here. That.
We're doing this today.
Yeah.
I'm doing charity today. So I said, oh, okay. God. He comes in. He says, it's a bit dark. He says, don't turn your light switch on. I says, don't put the torch on. He says, just keep the lights out. We're talking for a bit. And then I thought.
Maiden lamp.
And I'm trying to do it. And I'm just, I just can't. He's like, fuck me like a clock. I says, I can't.
No. What does that even mean?
So he wanted me to face his toes, get while he's face down, me lay on top and spin like a clock dial.
That's what I said.
I'm out.
No, but I've never had no fucking clock dial.
This is when I. This is when he said he wanted me to do a dinner lady gouge with this one, like scoop out the match.
And then listen, it goes. Oh.
You the neck.
It goes, oh God, did you used to be an athlete? I went, oh, you must have liked your body.
Yeah.
He went, your neck's so thick.
I said, what the neck fuck? Are you calling me a fucking tree up in here?
Who the fuck has a thick neck?
Is that why you got the choker on today?
I said, let me contour this motherfucker.
Oh my God,
I could not believe it. So what? I said, we got a bit weird. And then he made a comment. He was like, I just want to lick you at the time. I went, sorry, what? And that's when I was like, nah, I'm done. I went, look, I feel a bit uncomfortable. You need to leave.
Yeah.
He goes, no.
No, but then, so listen, so he leaves, right?
Yeah, okay.
Bearing in mind, this is point, the best part. I'm awake by this point.
Yeah, you're like an owl.
She goes, I've opened the blinds. She goes,
for some reason, my pussy just said, open the blinds, let some air in here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Take a little pew, what the fuck this bitch has been brought in our flat.
Yeah.
Bitch, I looked down and
It was a rodent.
I went, this garden over here, when it's got pink joggers on, I just seen a guy with pink joggers outside.
I went, babe, he's just run out the flat. With 2 bags of Pretty Little Thing parcels.
So I had a festival paid by PLT this weekend. He'd robbed the outfit.
Maybe robbed all of the parcels.
Robbed all my outfit. And I went down the street. So I'm trying to call this motherfucker.
And Jay, I was like, I swear to God, George, I've literally just saw him running out the flat.
And I goes, the parcels aren't there. They've been delivered. I went, call this fucker. So I'm calling him, not answering. He goes, I don't know what you're talking about. I goes, look, I've got you on candy camera.
Yeah.
Because I've got
dead
you.
Ass.
Dead ass. I says, cut the cameras, dead ass.
Yeah.
I says, I've got you. I'm going to call the police. I went, I'm going to be honest. I went, and I didn't want to tell him I did drag. I went, my sister's birthday is tomorrow. And they're out there. Why? I just bought from PLTs in their bags. So he goes to me, he goes, because you inconvenience my ass and don't fuck me, I'm going to fuck you over and inconvenience your ass. Play fetch, dog. Gets each item out the parcel, scatters it across. Scatters
the story's
it,
getting worse.
Scatters it across where I live in the area. And I had to go around with pictures.
Oh my God.
He sends me pictures with different places saying, guess where this one is? I had to dig into a bin for
this
me fucking
chalker. This man's a psychopath.
Yes.
See, at least not a match. So you just go to the beach and I got towered over.
I didn't give none of that.
Where's fucking Waller?
That's absolutely wild.
What the fuck?
You could have got murdered by that man.
This is what gay culture
no,
is like.
Welcome. Come with me to find these items. I says, because I need them for this festival tomorrow. She goes, I'm not dying.
I said, just keep your phone on. Let me know if you're all right.
She texts me. I get one text after now. She goes, are you dead?
And you came in with a Starbucks, you didn't fucking get me. I don't know what the fuck you think.
And again, you should have come. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is horrible. That's a great story. Have you had any wild ones? But you have done.
I mean, babe, I have
one. She has a type.
You've been spun like a clock. What's your type?
DL.
No, I just like a good fucking road man, bitch.
Do you like a man that looks straight?
Yeah, I love a straight.
But I feel like these men would look like they'd be homophobic.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Like you don't know whether you're gonna get a fucking bat in the face or a good massage, you know? But yeah, I love that. I love good masculine energy.
Oh yeah.
She likes the fear.
You like a little bit of heart rate going there. Yeah, I hear that.
I like a man, bitch.
There's a lot of men though out there that are straight and married and that, but they just like sleeping with men.
Yeah. They like the fantasy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I used to work.
We are the fantasy.
We are serving something. I don't know what about that. So I used to work in the box, right?
Right. And oh my God.
Yeah.
We'll get onto that, darling.
Yes, darling. So I used to work there, and obviously, like these men, rich.
Yeah.
Married. Yeah. Wife.
Always.
Kids.
Few of them.
And I'm dancing with I have clothes on. But do you know what I mean? In the stories, you think, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're doing that.
To the box. Never been.
Have you not? We go every bloody week.
I don't know how to get in.
Girl, get in. I'll get you
right,
in.
Let's get your lace front on and we're going, bitch. Okay.
I don't need it. They'd believe it either way.
Girl, come on. We'll have a good old time.
Why did we do that? Same way.
I'm a little carried away.
Oh, honey.
I think I'm a little wet.
What's the wildest thing you've seen at the box, both of you?
See, like, that isn't wild to me, though.
Are you desensitized?
The show is a bit crazy.
No, like, don't get me wrong, it's crazy. But I just feel like it's always, like, it's like the typical, like, girls that'll go out in Mayfair and then they'll come to the box and like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just because you know what I mean?
We're here.
But, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, it is fucking crazy.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Has someone ever shoved a sweet corn? A sweet corn up their pussy and taken it back out? At the box.
I see someone pull out a raw fish out of the building.
Yeah,
that's BV though, isn't it?
He gets a fishing rod. Thing is, goes like that, hooks it, next minute this eel comes out.
Yeah, the fish comes out.
An eel?
An eel.
Is it real?
No, I think it was a salmon or something.
Yeah.
Or doesn't make it any better. A salmon.
Just a little smoked salmon.
Oh my
God. It's crazy. It's always these really rich people that are fucking crazy, right?
Yeah.
So one time we were working and there were these amazing Russian people and they wanted to be sat, they were sat up right at the back, right, on their private table.
Right.
So because they didn't get sprayed with shit.
Literal.
Well, it wasn't literal, but it's all show.
It's all showbiz. It's
all smoke and mirrors.
But listen, because they didn't get hit with whatever the fucking chocolate mousse was flying out of their ass, they were fuming. So sometimes these rich motherfuckers,
they want a porta potty Dubai experience.
Bitch. Yeah,
babe, when I was 19, I went on a...
Where is this story going?
To the box.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you'd been sitting on a chair.
Yeah. And Justin Bieber was sat there and someone was wanking and threw the cum at Justin Bieber.
Enough.
Yeah.
How did Justin react? Justin,
he said, gotta keep an eye out for Selena.
Oh my God, I wouldn't know what to do if someone threw cum at me.
Girl,
open your mouth, bitch, and you swallow that motherfucker.
You go like this, you go, thank you, Dad, it's more.
No, I'm joking.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you've sold that to me.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Like, on house ticket, you ready for
and that? And one time, I was just in the bathroom taking a little break, having a wee.
A bit.
Next minute.
Oh God, here we go again.
Not next minute, I thought, what the fuck's that maniac doing? Because there's a fish tank downstairs.
Yeah.
And he was like doing this. I thought, what the fuck? And then I looked at the door, there was security that stood there, and I was thinking, oh fuck. Babe, little Nas X. I went, what are you doing? He went, what? I went, fucking hell, what are you doing here?
He was mesmerised by the fishies.
He's never, ever heard your accent before, 100%.
Oh, babes, never.
He probably thought, what?
Bitch, yeah. Not many people have, and do you know what they do?
What?
A nod and agree.
Do you know? Yes.
I'm like, hi, I'm Tom. They're like, yeah. I'm like, bitch, you don't have a fucking clue what I've just said.
I love the accent, though.
From Hartley Poole.
Like, if you... Hartley Poole.
Hartley Poole.
Like Geordie.
Yeah, like, if you said to me, you're an ugly bitch, I'd say thank you.
Yeah.
Say it.
You're an ugly bitch.
Thank you.
You're not.
I need that. Yeah, thank you, darling.
But yeah, she's thick. I mean, I moved to London at 17 and she's just never shifted. But I wouldn't want my accent to go, though.
Wait, you moved there when you were 17?
Yeah.
Where'd you live before?
Hartlepool.
Moved to London at 17.
Oh yeah. Okay. I was like, where? And where are you from?
I'm from Worksop near Sheffield.
No. Nice.
So I'm Northern.
Oh.
Like common Northern.
I like that though. We like a commoner, obviously. What is the... So you both do drag shows then?
Mm. Yeah.
What's the most rogue thing that's happened at a drag show before?
Meet and greet.
Yeah.
So I do these a lot.
Mm-hmm. I should have known, like, you were going to say a meet and greet.
About? This person's like shaking, nervous, meeting me. And I'm like, oh, you all right?
Mm.
And they go, I love you so much. They go, I've written you this letter.
Oh, no.
I go, it's all right. He goes, please just open it when you get back to the room. I goes, all right, okay, no worries.
I don't think
gets back to the room, goes back to this, back to my dressing room, and I thought, this envelope's a bit bulky. Opens it as a full love letter with a sex story they've fantasized about me.
Not a fanfic.
With a filled condom inside the letter. Well, they wanked over me.
No wonder they were shaking. That's vile.
They was in love with me.
Was he hot?
No.
I'd have called the police. You've got evidence there.
And I was just like, what?
That is some crazy.
So yeah, there's some wild stuff. But some fans come to me and greet me by like Baccarat Rouge perfume.
Yeah, bitch. And Jo Malone.
And Jo Malone.
I'll start doing drag then. What the hell?
She's like, you got this new diffuser on? Go fanboard it, mate. Like,
how can? And then remember that one we were doing the same. What were we doing the same show? Yeah, we were.
Which one?
And she made the full Barbie doll, of your lot.
Made a doll. Yeah, like.
Honestly, the fans are wild.
So you take
it
with a pinch of salt, you get the good with the bad.
I get given Lost Marys, and I'm happy with that. I'm really happy with that. What about you? Have you had any like bad experiences or weird experiences?
No, not really. After Drag Race, you will. Yeah, I'm still early in.
After Drag Race, I feel like once you've been on telly, people get a bit.
Cuckoo.
A bit crazy.
But I'm really, I don't know, I would just howl, I think.
Yeah, until they turn up at your door.
I mean, yeah, well, that is true. Until I've gotten a love letter full of corn, I suppose.
No. I think that's how you know you've made it, though, I'll be honest. You know?
I mean, I remember, when we were on the show, I accidentally, you know, you get PR, and you're like, oh, thank you, tatty lashes. Thing, yeah. Whatever. And I didn't realise my dress was on it. And I was living with Tess at the time. And it was knock a door with just people with it like, hi, here's me and my kids, can we have a photo? And I'm like,
fuck off.
In my jammies with a cup of tea, I'm like, no. Yeah.
Read the room though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's horror.
Yeah.
People are crazy.
Yeah. And you just don't, sometimes you don't expect what people are going to come out with. Like, people are like, oh, I met a whore in Glasgow and she spat at me. I was like, I've never even been to Glasgow at this point.
Yeah.
Like they just love their like.
Yeah, but that would anger me because I'd want to back it. I'm like, never been blocked.
That's where I messed up. Like, I didn't at that time because I was so new to it. I responded to everything.
Yeah,
and I was biting at everything. I was like, what the fuck? My manager was like, stop this. Like, stop biting, and I had to like learn
because I feel like the more you do feed it, the more
they love it.
And then
they want to give something more to get another reaction.
Yeah, because then they get a reply off you too.
Yeah,
it's always a win-win there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like getting like reply from Beyonce.
Kind of. Did you do what's that show? Hold on.
X on the Beach.
That's it, X on the Beach.
Prison.
Because I remember watching it at the time and I was like, is that horror?
Yeah.
It was the most random. Yeah. I just never
when I got
expected
the book
you on that.
I was like, so I got this thing come through that was like, do you want to do the show? I thought, well, why not? Like, I guess not. And then there was like, right, it's gonna be filming like 3 weeks. And at the time, for all these people, like hunky, muscle Marys, like North Island girls, great bodies, they've all got the banging teeth. And I went, I thought, fuck this, I went, get them to Harley Street. And I went, look, I want composite. My teeth went bad, I went, I want composite. And they went, look, we ain't got time.
Mate,
we ain't got time to do it that quick. Like, you need to do your molds, everything.
Right.
But what can I do? They went, we can do your veneers right now. I said,
just like that.
So I had this done straight away. The show got postponed for 8 months. I could have had fucking composite.
And now you're looking like
a fucking porcelain toilet.
I like porcelain toilets.
No, I don't like it.
My mouth's full of shit.
Literally, bitch, fucking everything she said.
When we originally got casted, I don't know how much of this has been said, but originally it was going to be Kate. The reason I signed on, I was so gagged for it, was that Katie Price and Bianca Gascoigne were going on.
I would have signed up for that.
With
instantly.
The ex, Chris.
Thank you, my bitch.
Was it Chris Boyson? Who left Katie to go with Bianca. So that's why I thought this is going to be the best TV show ever.
Yeah, of course.
And then they all pulled out.
See, that is
why
a hard one.
Why did they all
pull
out?
Because it got postponed.
Oh, okay.
Environment. Like, I don't know how
I
would
when I got, when I got there, like, I enjoyed, like, being with Nathan from Jodie's show.
Yeah.
He was great. He was, and, like, Meg Barton Anderson, like, Kaz, who was on here over week.
Lovely,
Yeah. They were, like, lovely. And I remember at the time, that's when there was, like, so much stuff happening with Kaz and that.
Yeah.
And, like, but I went in there, I had a boyfriend.
Did ya?
Yeah. I mean, that's tea. I don't know.
Did he know that you were going
because I'd agreed to the show before it got postponed. And then met him and we were together a few months. I went, look, I've only agreed to the show. It's good money. I'm not going to not do it.
Yeah.
But I promise you, I'll go on there and not do anything.
Right.
So I bought us a commitment ring and I went, look, when you see me on the show, you'll see me wearing this ring. I've actually still got this is the ring now.
Oh.
I said, I'll wear this ring. I can prove to you that, you know, I'm being faithful.
Right.
And I didn't get with anyone doing nothing. And also, all my exes are engaged. So I knew all my exes were not going to
That's fair.
Come on anywhere.
Yeah.
So I probably, if anything, it was like fresh meat. Mm-hmm. Like, what are they going to tempt me with?
Of course.
So I thought, if you bring in a gay footballer who's got a fucking big batty, I'm
going
to be.
We're fucking going for it.
Do you know what I mean?
That's the thing. The anxiety of who could come in would really stress me out. I can do
but
that.
But I did it. But if I was like, but then like, it got to a point I thought, I'm not bringing any romance. And then, so then I got kicked out. With
you
Kaz.
Did with Kaz. Kaz.
So then,
oh my god,
we were kind of gagged because we were on a flat, like we actually wanted to go to vote because Kaz had a boyfriend and all.
I love how both the people with the boyfriend were like,
we were both like, you know what, we've got the money, we can go now.
Is it good money that you get paid to go?
It was enough to like put a mortgage down, like a deposit on a house.
Fair.
So I was like,
very fair.
You fucking hell, bitch. Get the heels, get the bikini, I'm off.
So I was like, I'm
fucking off.
And the thing is, because it was a production where they'd never had a gay, like a drag queen on there before, they didn't understand the pronouns and stuff. So it was like production, but oi, you, mate, guy. And I'm like, I'm in full drag. I'm like, listen here.
Read the room again.
You know? But it was an experience. It was like locking that all them lot and like Corey and stuff. Like, this first time meeting a drag queen, so for them, like, it really opened up their eyes, like, to have that.
It must have been like experience. Seeing a unicorn for the first time, but like straight men as well. They're like, what?
But for them, like, it really like gave them like some, like, they were like, thank you, I've learned so much.
Aww.
That was the best for me. I was like, if anyone's watching this, it was straight because it's a straight platform. They're gonna see me for the first time and understand that we're not just these pub bastard queen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, we're here to have a laugh and we
are doing God's work,
people.
Darling. You're doing God's work.
So I think it was all, it went well. Like, when I go to Amsterdam and stuff, people are like, oh my God, you're a horror. I go, yeah, from Drag Race. I go, no, from X on Beach.
Like, that's the claim to fame.
So, like, more straight people know me from that. So it gave me the caliber. Do you know what I mean?
What TV shows would you both do now? Like, reality?
I would really want to do Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
Amazing Strictly Come Dancing. I think both of you would be amazing on Big Brother, actually, because you're like, if you went in together too, like, you're like a calming force.
Honestly, bitch, I would do anything.
Yeah.
No, I really would.
Anything for the bag.
No, I would do anything, but I have to enjoy myself for me. Like, I really, and I just have to be myself. Like, I can't, like, go into something being like, I just have to, if I'm a selfish bastard, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not having fun, bitch, I ain't doing it.
And then I'm
not going to like bring the best out of me. So therefore the show's going to be shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Totally.
I do just have to enjoy myself and have a fucking laugh.
Well, I was thinking the other day, as like, I'm a celeb, had anyone drag on the show?
So this was a talk convo about me going in.
Mm.
And the reality was, I'd be more famous as George than I would be as a horror.
Right.
That's fine for me.
And the thing is, I was...
Bitch, get me in.
And like,
I would be terrible, look.
But I was like, riding the wave of being famous in drag. And I was like, I don't want to then, you know, bring this other element where I've got no escape.
Yeah.
Like, I actually like my life as George.
I guess your luxury items would have to just be the drag.
A wig.
I don't think that would work. Bitch, I ain't doing no drag in a fucking jungle when I've got a trench.
Like, you're getting buried alive with spiders. And
unless
it's all
you
in
give me
wig.
3 hours and I could get a my sexy glam looking.
Yeah.
Sexy.
You in the portaloo, like.
But imagine when we felt lashes.
I could see it, actually.
Strictly is better, like, because you can do it.
Oh,
Strictly
100%.
Is the dream.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
Big Brother, you could do it. Like, Courtney did it. And, like, there's ways of doing things. But, like, I'd love to do, like, Celebs Go Dating.
Would you?
And, like, turn up to the dates in drag.
That would be nice. I like that.
Being the date and a boy, but then I turn up and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Give me anxiety.
Would it?
Well, yeah, like, what the fuck? They'll be like, who the fuck is this?
Well, if you don't
and you're like
this,
I would just get so drunk.
You can't take me, darling, then you can't take me.
You can't get me my best, you're not going to get me at my worst. Fuck it out.
Well, that's true, but oh, God, I don't know.
Do you both feel more confident in drag then?
Yeah, of course.
Without drag?
But like
it's like an armor.
In and out. Like, I am confident as a boy and in drag. I am.
Yeah. We're both
we both know we're not like, you know, we're both not insecure or anything. But like, we have our moments that, but drag is like, it's just everything. Like, I think as a gay man, you want like that feeling of heels and like corseting and like just feeling your nails. And like, it's just it's like being a doll.
Ever since I was a kid, I've always had this like femme energy.
Yeah.
Like, I was 2 year old. I was running around with my boys and my mum's heels.
Say this stupid shit where they're like, well, they're trans then, aren't they? But it's two completely different.
Well,
of course.
No, I'm happy with my dick.
I bet.
Like, but can I just say, listen, there's a lot of trans women that are happy with their dick too.
Yeah.
They like their woman dick.
And that's it.
Honey.
But it's like, you know.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
The thing is, like, when we're not trying to be women. Like, we joke, like, yeah, we're women, but like, we're not trying to be like, we're trying to be like, our interpretation of what us being like hyper femme is. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not trying to be.
But I'm not even trying, bitch. I'm just being me. Like, do you know what? Listen, I just bring out so much more. I've like got so much more work as Tamara.
Yeah.
And it's just happened like naturally and like bloody modeling for GHG, which I'd never thought would happen as a drag queen.
Yeah.
Eurovision as a drag queen. Like I was a professional dancer as a boy and I never really got
the opportunity
to do stuff. And then ever since I've done drag, like it really has just opened so many doors that I've always dreamed of as doing as Tom. But now, bitch, I've got a fucking wig and I'm called Tamara.
I love that.
Do you know what I mean?
You know, when you were talking about the confidence, there's a person called, you know, Levi Jed Murphy?
Yes.
The face.
Yes.
Well, he does those videos where
the walk and the reaction.
Yeah, the reaction.
Do you get reactions like that when you walk down the street?
So most of the time, I'll be honest, like, it is actually good.
Right. Yeah.
Like, people are like, yes, queen, like, work. And then, but then sometimes, don't get me wrong, like, I went to We Are Festival in drag with PLT, and like, as I walked through the main bit, people are like, what the fuck is that? Or they're like, what?
But I mean, We Are Festival is very straight.
But also, So, at the end of the day.
Anyway, but still, that doesn't make noise.
Straight men, mama, they see me that they can't handle it. That's why them insecure, and that's why they're saying what.
That's so weird. But imagine saying that out loud.
Not
that's
crazy.
Wild.
Oh, babe, like, and especially the stuff.
Especially now, like I mean, remember that one time I was in Leicester Square going from gig to gig because bitch, I'm fucking busy and I'm booked. But like, you know what I mean? Anyway, it was Saturday and I was like running from gig to gig, and I've never experienced like as a kid. Like I've never really been like really badly bullied. Like I've always been. Ever since I was little, I was fat as fuck, chubby, ugly, but bitch, I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And whoever called me gay, I'd be like, and what? What you gonna do?
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm from Hartlepool, I'll knock your fucking teeth out, bitch. A gay boy's gonna knock you out, what you gonna
that's
do?
That's embarrassing.
Do you know what I mean? I've always had that confidence kind of thing. So I've never really been fazed. So I was walking in Leicester Square, blah, 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 in my drag, this man, literally just spat on me.
Fuck off.
Yeah, and I've never experienced like no crazy hair like crime or
what a wild thing to do.
I thought I would have turned around and I would have knocked that fucker out. No. It really took me back.
Yeah.
And I was like, but it's my God, I just froze and I was just like, shit.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of do forget, and especially now, it's actually so important we do speak about this because even now, like the past week.
That's what I said, the homophobic attacks that are happening in London.
I saw the one at the, was it a gay bar?
The two brewers.
Yeah.
And then outside at Brixton on a bus station, like, it's becoming too common.
Yeah.
It is.
And like, I remember, like, I was in a, with Ethan, who I was with her years, when I met her. We were in Alpha Castle and we were in a knife attack in Alpha Castle. Like,
being
robbed of everything. And I was like 20 or 19. And we just left there, like, coming in blood. And that was it.
I remember that.
And it was awful. And like, and that just shook me up. And I couldn't leave my student halls for like, what, like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I was just terrified because I haven't reached out to my daughter.
But like, I do think it is important to, like, we're actually not speaking about this on the way around. We're like, because we were just like,
it was
saying.
Like, it's like, it's just, it's because, like, the more that we're, drag is becoming, the more we can become comfortable with it, and the more we're going to, like, we think, oh, we can just leave the gig with our drag on and pop to the next one.
Yeah.
It gets worse.
Yeah.
I think
of course.
The more that gay's being, like, promoted and being in media, it's creating more of a motion to, like, attack it.
But it's also good one. I like the fact that it is, and it's so should be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I said, you know, if I ever got beat up again, I went, I'd leave. And she went, why are we running away from the problem?
I said, bitch, you don't leave.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
You go out even more. So.
And I was like, that's
fuck,
so
what
true.
What the fuck they're going to do? Like, we're not the ones, like, causing, we're not the ones upset or fuming. We're just being ourselves.
It's not like you're starting on people.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, we're just being ourselves.
It's dancing for your mum and your cousin at a fucking brunch.
Why are you mad? It's them. The ones that are angry and are upset. I'm just like, bitch, I'm not upset. You're the one that's fuming. Punch me, bitch.
It's always these people as well that, like, they're like, I just don't get it. But like, I feel like if you don't get it, just you don't,
you don't
have
need to get it.
You don't need to watch it as well.
I don't do football.
Yeah, so we don't go to football matches.
I don't go to football
matches.
You know what
I mean? Like, but I don't sit there when I see someone in like a Millwall t-shirt and spit on him and go, you fucking
imagine.
You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
But do you sometimes feel like people that really, really hate like drag or gay people sometimes a little bit
insecure
and maybe gay
in the
themselves.
Closet, honey.
Yeah,
they want a piece
they're
of.
They're the ones who are tapping us on Instagram in the DM saying you're fit.
Yeah, yeah, I believe it.
You wouldn't fit in there.
You wouldn't fucking want it with sting.
No, but I always hear that. I always think that if you are like that, Maybe there's something going on there, darling.
There is a deep.
I'm a man in a wig with a bit of makeup on, and I'm just here to do a little cha-cha slide for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all peace and love.
I'm not studying. I'm not trying to create a problem. I'm not even raising my voice or making it. So I walk down the streets, be like, ah! I'm not even creating a scene.
Even that, you could do that.
What is the problem?
Yeah.
Let me just live. Let me breathe.
Let me just be who I fucking want to be.
They've clearly never been to a drag brunch before. No, they clearly haven't.
Oh, yeah.
That is, I went to my first one at uni and I was like, this is life changing. It's the most fun. I went to a drag bingo too. It's fucking sensational.
It just bring, because even all my family as well, obviously they're not used to seeing.
Yeah.
In London, Hartlepool is a small town.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? And with me, if I want to do something, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And they're like, for fuck's sake, here he goes again. What does he want to do now?
Yeah.
And bitch, if I'm going to, I'm that type of person, you know, if I want to put, I'm going to put my all in, I'm going to do it properly.
Yeah.
So I was doing drag for a short time. I'd say less than a year. Next minute, I'm now fully booked in London, doing drag full time.
I bet they're thinking, thank fuck.
And they were like, all right, well,
Were they fine with you doing drag?
Yeah, so my mum. So I first started doing drag when I was 14. So my dance teacher put me in drag.
Yeah.
Because I used to do dance competitions, right? So as a song and dance solo, that's how my dance teacher put me in. She'd be like, right, what can we do to top the last song and dance that you did?
Right.
Right, do this. So I was like, for fuck's sake, me secretly loving it.
Yeah,
me oh God, I don't think I want to do this. Like, what are people going to say? Me get me the fucking heels now.
Yeah.
And the big tip.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've done that. And so that was at 14. So it was kind of already introduced to everyone anyway.
Mm.
And then I went to college as a boy, not as Tamara.
Yeah.
And then I done that. And then I came back from COVID, and that's how I got back into the drag.
Right.
So it was kind of never really oh my God, Tom's in a fucking wig.
Yeah.
Wasn't really a surprise.
Yeah.
Shockingly. Do you know what I mean? Me dad did find it a little bit what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because he's a very much manly man.
Yeah.
But I'm the type of, I'm just going to be well, it's paying my fucking rent on a weekend doing.
And you can't complain. If your rent is getting paid, who the fuck cares?
Right?
As long as you're not doing crack.
Right?
Yeah.
And I only do that on a Wednesday. I'm joking.
On a day that ends with a wine, darling.
And he was just like, well, do you know what? As long as you're not harming no one.
Yeah.
You're doing what you want to do. You're successful.
Yeah.
So fuck.
So fuck. That was
so
northern. I really enjoyed that. I'm going to start doing that now.
So fuck, love.
I love it. So Drag Race, when's it out?
Yes. So Meet the Queens comes out on the 11th, which has already come out.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say when it comes out?
Yeah.
Well, it would have been...
September. It comes out the end of September.
Okay, fine.
Every Thursday night, 9 o'clock, BBC Three.
I'll be there, darling.
Yes, babe.
Right on my telly. You got anything coming up?
My podcast launches soon.
Stunning. What's the
call for your gig?
Right.
And then I'm just about to head, when this comes out, I'll have just left for my American tour, my solo American tour.
Fuck off, you're doing American
all of America,
tour?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
For a month.
What are you going to do on the tour?
No, left, right, good night, babe. I was going to do a tap solo to Leona Lewis.
My dream.
But I'm going to sing live. No, I'm just going to, it's just me doing a couple of numbers. Just across Orlando, Florida.
We are.
It's got to be there.
Yeah, and that's it. And then obviously when I get back, it'll just be supporting this one with this new journey, Baba.
It's so crazy.
I'm buzzing to see both of you doing what you're doing. It's been amazing to have had you on.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me as well. Listen, if you've been watching, make sure you give it a like and subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Say goodbye, darlings.
Bye.
Bye, baby.